Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a peaceful evening stroll. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Eilut remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the IDF reports a strike that killed a Hezbollah operative who surfaced from a tunnel in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel. Also, earlier this hour, the New York Times reveals the U.S. feared Israel might target Iranian negotiators during peace talks, as reported by Ynet. Also this hour, the U.S. has warned Tehran that Israel plans to target officials managing the talks, citing concerns over the safety of key Iranian figures, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, earlier today, a bombing attack near the Palace of Justice in Syria resulted in multiple casualties, I-24 News states. And finally, from earlier today, the Maccabiah Games opened in Israel with a reduced number of athletes, bearing the scars of recent conflicts, JTA reports. Here's what people are saying online. Sarah Nadav, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that her beliefs about anti-Semitism have evolved, seeing it as the willingness to believe any lie about Jews. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, observed just minutes ago that Amanpour's timeline portrays a bias against America and Israel. Me24, a Middle East news account, posted 18 minutes ago that U.S.-Iran talks are ongoing with reportedly productive meetings in Qatar. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, the military targeted a Hezbollah operative who posed a threat after emerging from a tunnel where about 30 operatives were hiding. This strike highlights the ongoing tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border and the delicate balance of maintaining regional security. Turning to the fears surrounding Iran peace talks, the New York Times reports that U.S. officials were concerned Israel might target Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf during negotiations. This underscores the complexities and mutual suspicions in U.S.-Iran relations, with potential implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, the bombing near the Palace of Justice in Syria, reported by I-24 News, has claimed several lives and injured many. The attack struck a cafe close to a primary judicial building, underlining the persistent instability and security challenges in the region, affecting civilians and judicial operations alike. On the economic front, first, Akamai has completed a $205 million acquisition of LayerX, enhancing its zero-trust platform and advancing browser security, as reported by CTEK. Separately, an intriguing review from Israel Hayom Business tested the Narwhal Flow 2 robotic vacuum alongside a new perfume and makeup suited for hot days, showcasing consumer trends. And finally, Miki Zohar, the Minister of Culture and Sports, admitted to Israel Hayom Business that the country struggles with high living costs but remains hopeful about solving these economic challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.